Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, we welcome you and encourage you to meet us here on Thursdays nights. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are ever more inspired, motivated to be the disciple of discipline. And being all that you are in the light of this time in which we live, where it is necessary for each of us to really dig deeper, to reach higher, to activate the fullness of all that we are. And for those who turned out this past strong end, or yesterday, Wednesday, at our Step Into Power 2 at Sevenanda, it was a very, very powerful sharing. And I'm so grateful for those who care to not just listen, but to show up and be taken to the next level. For those of you who realize that there is a need that we have to come into a greater degree of not just information, but inspiration, because we have so much information. And if you just deal with information, you would be confused in terms of how do you take full control of your life? How do you come to that point and place where you are reversing the degrees of sickness, illness, and disease, the despair, the imbalances, the lack, the inhibition, and all of the things that we see are everywhere present within our families, within ourselves, within the ones that we care for and love in the community at large. We have to come to a point and place where we are willing to have an inner standing with that which allows us to stand, to be resolutely standing with that which is absolute law. There is law that governs every aspect of our lives. And as a result of us not being properly oriented in knowing how the laws work, in being lawful in a system that thrives in its lawlessness, but then it has its intention to force law and order on other ones when they themselves are lawless and out of order, those of us who would care to exercise the greatest degrees of self-expression and self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. We have to do more than just be looking on YouTube and listening to people. You have to come to that point and place where you're willing to turn everything off and get into your own head and be very discriminating and very discerning as to the thoughts that you allow to permeate and penetrate you, and to be in a place where you will take responsibility to think the thoughts that will allow you to come to that place and space where you are in the greatest degrees of wholeness and wellness and disease reversal, then your prosperity and your wealth and your health. But you will not do it if you are not willing to honor the laws that govern your body. And many people decide what they will and what they will not do. And I'm just the one to encourage us to realize that when you have been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, white flour, refined breakfast cereals, cow's milk, and all of this stuff, your body has accumulated decades of chemicals, nitrates, nitrites, preservatives, and all of these things that have literally modified our behavior, in that we are no longer exalting a full life's urge. We are no longer consciously choosing that which is in our best interest, facilitating our greater good, realizing that we have been commercially sublimated to have an appetite for that which does nothing for us other than create excess waste and dysfunction at the cellular level. And so this program, and anytime I come to the airwaves and anytime I have opportunity to speak, it is to give us a greater clarity about what we must do if we really care to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern us so that we can be healed. Because the hospitals are trauma centers. They are there to help us through those issues that we have with the car accidents and, you know, having pushed the envelope so far that we're having heart attacks and strokes, and how to revive us once we have fallen by the wayside. And you understand, and not to say that they're not necessary, but they don't give us that which is needed in order for us to really know how to live on a day-to-day basis to protect us and to insulate us and give us refuge from the trauma and the drama. And that's why we must come to that place and space where it matters to us what we are doing on a daily basis. And to take responsibility to know that whatever is showing up for you, you've created it. But the other aspect of our concern has to be in terms of what we are doing to our children. And so for those of you who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and you are fathers, and those of you who are the perpetuator of lineages, and you are mothers, and you are not doing that which is truly in your own best interest in terms of facilitating the cellular cleansing and the cellular regeneration that allows you to reverse issues where you are just feeding your appetites, and your appetites are being shaped by the commercials and the fast food industries and all of the restaurants and things, then what are you doing to your children? So all of the asthma and the autism and the attention deficit disorders and the hyperactivity and all of the other issues that children are beset with in terms of onset diabetes and obesity and whatnot, this is as a result of the child abuse that is going on by the culture at large, by the educational system, by the businesses and the corporate entities and deities of death, to put us in a place and space where we feel like it is our good to prosper, creating that which is detrimental to our children. And so we have to rethink everything. We have to really decide that we will do that which is needed in our now moment, that we will not bring our children to the shores of sickness, illness, and disease, and then leave them there having to deal with all kinds of steroids and shots and medications and things, because these things are just adding more toxicity to their bodies. And it is not fun to be a child and can't breathe, and then to be fed all of these things that create more and more mucus, and you're already having trouble breathing. We have to come to a point where we will stop killing ourselves and our children. Even though you may be enjoying the process, I am just the one to tell you that duty, obligation, and responsibility as living beings is in the exaltation of life, the perpetuation of life, and our having an understanding and understanding as to how to really feed and create optimum cellular functioning so that we are able to function in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are, as these living, loving, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme being that is all there is as existence itself. We must come to a point and place where it matters to us that we will self-correct, that we will not wait for the government to legislate anything in our behalf when it is not doing that which is in its own behalf in terms of taking responsibility to exalt a capitalistic agenda that requires the enslavement, the entrapment of other ones to work for nothing, so that the corporate entities and the CEOs and those who own stock in these companies can profit off of the degradation, the deprivation, the dysfunction, the distortion, the violation, annihilation of those wands. So those who buy stock in the insulin, and they buy stock in the needles, and they buy stock in all the medications and the pharmaceuticals and whatnot, then they are profiting off of the sickness, the illness, and disease. This is not how it is intended for us to really prosper. You cannot really prosper when you are out of alignment and entombment with life itself. And there is nothing and no beings that are created for the purposes of undermining anything and anybody. Everything has intelligence enough to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine themselves, to know their food, to excrete their waste, and to be in a place and space where they are able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege and their lives being threatened. And those of us who claim to be God's greatest gift of intelligence is humanity and humankind. Our failure to do that which needs to be done in exalting that full life's urge, in accepting correction and caring to be corrected. You cannot march for your rights and live wrong. You cannot really prosper when you undermine the richness of yourself, of your life functioning. There is not any amount of money. You can take all of the money made with all of the paper with anybody's images on it, and it has no value except for what we've given it. But any one of us and the collective of all of us represent the gifts of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and nothing that man makes can touch it. And we cannot improve upon Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the intelligence of existence. The only improvement we can make is within ourselves. Otherwise, we are completely beholden unto the administering intelligences on behalf of the ordering of Mother Earth and Mother Nature and this realm in which we find ourselves. There is cosmic order and cosmic law that all universes are under. And there's universal law, and then there's law that is pertinent to this planet and pertinent to our lives. And when we consciously care to be aligned in the law, to be aligned with the truth, to be in a place and space where we are wise enough and light enough and loving enough and conscientious and caring enough to do no harm, to exalt life, to reverence and respect life, to have an understanding, an understanding, and a direct care to stand in the oneness of existence with all of existence, that this is how we have leverage, because the system of oppression is about divisiveness at the cellular level. And in order for us to become liberated beings, in order for us to not just be self-determining, but to be vehicles and vessels of the will of existence, the will of God, then we must consecrate our body temples through the process of purification as a result of being under a world culture that is a death culture on behalf of the lineages that we represent. And all of those who didn't know, didn't care to know, wouldn't know. We have opportunity to do so much more in just being truly self-representing, self-vivifying as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment that really requires us to care to be cleansed, care to be healed, care to be renewed and rebirthed, care to be regenerated, rejuvenated, because no work that you do is truly the work that needs to be done without your coming into the order of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is the truth of our being directly. And this is where the harmony of and the oneness of us is, in that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And now we must focus our mentality, focus our mind, focus our attention on the absolute reality, because otherwise, if you do nothing to secure your destiny, then you will have a tragic date with fate. And you don't know what that looks like. You don't know whether it's stroke, a heart attack, or suffering, or you just don't know. But just know this, is that as long as you bring dead things, carcasses, into your body temple, know that as long as you are bringing alcohol and tobacco and pharmaceuticals and all of these other things that have all of this coloring and things off of shelves and microwaving, understand you are participating with your own oppression, that you are laying foundation for not just imbalance and not just dis-ease, but you are laying foundation for your death. And we need to realize that we were not born to die, and that there is nothing that we should be doing to really be bringing ourselves into this cataclysmic ride with demise. We should not be complicit and complacent. But that's what the behavior modification has done with us. That's what the psychological manipulation through advertising and all of the studies and all of the experiments that have been done in the university and college systems to undermine our intelligence so that we no longer exalt a full life's urge. That this is so serious, that we need to be that serious. And so many people listen, and you hear me, and you hear me, and you listen, and then you hear other ones who are talking about health and wellness, other ones who are talking about all of the supplements that you can take, the acai and this thing and that thing and the other thing. But the issue is that very few people are properly orienting us towards what the purposes in being upon the planet are. But they have decided to create educational systems and religious systems and cultural systems to give you an orientation as to what success in this life is, but not giving you the opportunity to understand how to live harmoniously with the laws that govern you. And so we feel entitled to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. We feel entitled to choose death, to choose that which has absolutely no life, no life force, no vitamins, no minerals, nothing substantive. And to work on behalf of these companies, to feed from these things, and to give this stuff to our children. And this is the foundation of all the ill there is in the world, in that that which is necessary for our optimum cellular functioning, that which is necessary for our clarity of mind, that which is necessary for our right alignment with right choice, right will, right use of all of the faculties that we've been given, is that you don't feel entitled to have that. You feel entitled to exercise your free will, to be out of alignment with the laws that govern existence itself. And so that's accidents waiting to happen. And so as we have the opportunity to shift, to change our mind, understand that it is about the mind and how you think and our thought and the capacity for thought is going to be somehow affected by the quality of blood that we create from the choices of what it is we're consuming and what we're bringing into our bodies through the skin, which is the largest eliminative organ. But we are porous beings. We are beings that are made of water as well as that which is mineral and substance. And these are the things that we have to have in order to facilitate our healing, our clearing, our cleansing, our revitalization, and our resurrection as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. It is our time to take back our lives, to claim the victory and the triumph on behalf of life itself. It is our time to truly care, to honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent. We can't just keep giving lip service and acknowledge people's birthdays, Bob Marley, or Malcolm, or Martin, or any of them, but then on a daily basis, you are feeding off the degradation, the frustration, the anguish, and the angst of other beings, and feeding their body parts and their fetuses and their body fluids to your children as happy meals. And so the clearing, the cleansing, the purification is that which you have to be intensely intentional to deal with as a result of you being the God and the essence of God that dwells in that temple. What you say goes, and if you are not claiming the power that you have by speaking the word, if you are not stepping into your power by consciously caring to be empowered to do that which is truly in your best interest, in laying a foundation for your fulfilling a gloriously rising destiny, in self-actualizing, self-realizing, and becoming harmonized within the will of existence on behalf of all of existence itself, here and beyond. We are these beings who dwell upon the planet, but we did not come up out the planet. We've come to the planet as living beings, sparked by the divine energy from our fathers, and we should be leaving the planet as living beings, not as dead people. And so the path of life that leads to death is the path of adulteration. It is the path of intoxication. It is the path of inebriation. It is the path of violation and dissipation of the life force through sexual indiscretions and whatnot. It is that which is the abuse and the misuse of that which is intelligence, that which is your own life force and the way that you think. We have to come to a point and place where we hold ourselves sacred, where we really know that we are absolutely divine, that we are absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. See, the mindset and where you dwell matters, because we have to have some form of leverage over the agenda to depopulate, over the agenda that is genocide. And when you realize that it is the force of Satan, which are the religions that have misled the people, it is the forces of the Luciferians, which are the governments that have misrepresented themselves as if they are exalting the best interests of the people, and it is as a result of the intention towards globalization of the corporate deities of death to make as much money for as little investment as possible to the detriment of those who slave and undermining the real resources of those who buy. Let the buyer beware, laissez-faire. We have to come to a point and place where we understand that absolute law has to be applied to every aspect of our lives, our finances, our relationships, our occupations, our preoccupations, our concerns, every aspect of our lives and who we are should be shaped by our care to fulfill our destiny. In exalting a full life's urge and being lawful, loving, integritous, highly ethical, highly moral. And it's not about self-righteousness as much as it is about the right use of all of that which you are as a living being that is either male, the progenitor of lineages, or female, the perpetuator of lineages. And even if you are not bringing children forward in this life, your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to still exalt life, to facilitate, to enhance, to add unto, to create that which is going to be an enhancement and a blessing unto your families, unto yourself, unto your communities, unto the world. There are those of you who have yet to spark the genius that is already there, the greatness that is already there. And your degreeing, your certification does not ensure your self-actualization or your self-realization. And this is where your true success has to be. because there is nothing and no one who can replace you, who can do and give what it is you are here to give and do by being completely committed to your own progression as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And the supremacy in life is being in harmony with the supreme and absolute purpose of existence, that is exaltation of life and the oneness of all and the harmony of the whole. And so I can only encourage you to realize that whatever the situation and circumstances that you've created, you have the power to recreate in this now moment by virtue of your just deciding that you want to do that work. But I find that some people are such an extreme in terms of having created the dis-ease that they are not willing to do whatever it takes to come into the fullness of themselves. But they're willing to do whatever it takes to hustle up and make money and pay bills. It's like what the system has mandated, then you feel obligated to do that. But what is duty, obligation, and responsibility in being upon the planet, that which is issued as edict for us in establishment of the eternal, that which is the will of existence, that which is the will of God, you feel that that is optional. That's not something that you really have to do. And that's a trick to put you in a place and space where you are glib about having the right to choose death. You're glib about having the right to be wrong. You're glib about having the right to do whatever the hell you want to do, the way you want to do it, but you're killing your children. And then you want to be respected as intelligent people. I don't get that. We're in a moment where we got to really, really understand your children. If they're not getting up, going to work and buying groceries and whatnot, don't talk about what they won't eat. They won't eat what you don't provide. They're eating all of this chicken nuggets and cheese this and pancake that and all of this mucus producing stuff. And you are literally creating and laying foundation for multiple sclerosis, for cancer, for all kinds of disease within your children by the time they get to be maturing ones or adults. They'll be adults because they were adulterated the entire time. The revolution and the resurrection are contingent upon those of us who live to really be committed to living and the laws that govern us, and to know that self-mastery, self-control, discipline, learning how to think, to activate the gifts that you were given as this point of the presence of God, to know that you are the God or the essence of God that creates your world, that this is the foundation of that which is wisdom, to apply yourself wholeheartedly towards being whole, creating the cellular integrity that is necessary for you to be completely healed and for you to develop the quality of consciousness, mindfulness, that is consistent with the truth of your being as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It is our time to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with Chaka Khan, We Got the Love, followed by Patti LaBelle's When You Talk About Love, LTD's You Must Have Known I Needed Love, India Arie's This Love, Sade's Love is Stronger Than Pride, Mesa's Love Come Easy, and John Lennon's Imagine. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night from midnight to 3. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your better good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you, and in consistent and continuous prayer that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more determined and disciplined to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the truth of who we each are. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to the airwaves to remind us of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to encourage us to realize that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that it is important that we care to be able to respond correctly and directly by exalting a full life's urge, coming to that place and space of maturity where we do nothing to undermine ourselves, where we will do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared from the violations, the trespasses, the anger, the resentments, the frustration, the madness, possession, and all of those things that away at our degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness and self-esteem, putting us in a place where we're out of sync and out of alignment with the truth of ourselves as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to a place and space where we realize that there are no ones who have been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, or that which is called God, to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And for us to come to a place and space where we understand that healthy people do not create systems that perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. That it has to be a sick people who create such sickness, illness, and disease everywhere. We have to come to a point and place where we will not participate in the facilitation and the perpetuation of that which has no substance, no life, no life force, and that we're feeding these things to our children, and the public school system is signing off on it, and the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses and the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the judges, and everybody's in this conspiracy of silence to hold and oppress the populace of the world down as if they're not dependent upon these ones. We are completely interdependent upon this planet, and in our now moment, we have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do, could not do. It is ours to do in terms of our exalting a full life's urge, in our being in a place and space where it matters to us that we will have a generational influence that is in the progression of us as a humanity of people, and we will stop with the foolishness and feel as though we have entitlement to be wrong, to be in a place and space where our theories and opinions, our beliefs, and all of that is greater than the absolute truth. When we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free, but we think that freedom is about being as wicked as you want to be, having the right to be as civil as these evil ones and to do exactly the same things they do in the perpetuation of inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and being in a place where you feel all right, that it is your free will to be wrong, to be mistaken, to be in a place and space where you could do whatever the hell you want to do and dang anything and anybody that gets in the way of it. That is not life, because life in and of itself is ordered, it is lawful, it is progressive, it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we who are the ones who are dwelling in these bodies have to remember that these bodies are our temples. They were designed divinely and divinely designed, and that we are in flotation and rotation within the cosmic, that we are already in heaven. We are immersed in nothing but eternity, and we should not be dying at all. We're in a now moment where there is so much trending. There's so much. Everybody who has a telephone or a computer can begin to share their beliefs and their thoughts and their opinions and their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their lies, their disgusted behavior. They can share whatever the hell they want to share. But the issue is, are we coming to a point and place where we have an understanding that you have to protect your mind? You have to really come to a point and place where you don't allow all of this stuff to just be going on and on and on in your head, because you have the responsibility of creating your reality. And it's very difficult to do that if you allow your mind to be cluttered with the lies, the delusions, the opinions, and the theories of those who may or may not know what is really relevant for your life right now in terms of what gives you the inspiration, the motivation, the determination to live your greatest life and to walk in the truth of yourself, to get beyond all of the trespasses of adulteration, to really step off that path onto the path of maturation, onto the path of eternal life. We are in a place and space where it should matter to us how we walk this walk, how we live, the substance and the quality of our beings. But these people have us in a place where we're so distracted with the sensuality and the sexuality and the materiality and the sports and the gladiator sports and the balls and the breasts and the butts and all of the things that put us in a place where we are missing the opportunities to really get in attunement, get in alignment, get in harmonization with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us. And we don't give consideration to how it is we have been made in the image and the likeness of God. And then we don't care to be godly. We don't care to rightly utilize the faculties that we've been given to come to that place and space in our day-to-day functioning in righteousness. We have to come to that point where we are really committed to living and not just making a living. And to understand that being committed to living in truth is to be committed to order. It is being committed to cleanliness and the progression of law and our being able to utilize the laws, to harmonize with the laws, to come to that place and space where we have an understanding and an understanding that it is in our dwelling in the reality of the perfection of existence by law that we have refuge and can earn our grace and protection from all of the lawlessness, to keep from having tragic dates with fate and accidents, and to mind our minds to the degree to which we really give our attention to that which we care to expand in our lives. There's so much utterance and reiteration of the foolishness and the degradation and the dysfunction and all of that to which it darkens the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are. You've heard the saying, don't allow anyone to rain on your parade. Don't let anybody steal your thunder and steal your joy, to come to a place in our own living where we realize that our living should be joyous. It should be filled with all kinds of laughter and friendships and love. To be immersed in nothing but love. Love is the harmony of existence itself. And to understand that real peace is accomplished love. And love is the harmony of the truth that we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And every eye that sees by virtue of this intelligence of existence that we refer to as God. And it deserves our respect. Whether it's in the body of the cow, or the pig, or the chicken, or the turkey, or the fish, or any other living creature, everything is gifted its life by the intelligence of existence, and it has its own purpose in the perpetuation of life, each according to its kind. And it is as a result of the violation of the rights of beings to have the right to their lives. It is as a result of ones and ones feeling entitled to be able to capture, subdue, subjugate, dominate, violate, murder, kill, castrate. Not only animals, but people too. And the inhumanity, the violation against other ones, regardless of what shape and form the other ones come in, is going to be rewarded with a karmic debt. That what you do unto others shall be done unto you. There is law that is exact. There is law that cannot be broken. There is law that holds all of us within it. And nobody gets away with anything. And so wisdom would have us care. To be completely cleared and cleansed of the trespasses, the violation, the adulteration, and all of those things that have created shame and blame and guilt and frustration and madness and all of that, so that our hearts are light as feathers and we can get busy in the rejoicing of the blessedness in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that which each and every breath we take, we are taking in of the very life force and substance of that which we refer to as God. We dwell in the reality of its presence as these points of its presence. There is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are. But naked, we should not be killing ourselves for a freaking dollar. We should not be working on behalf of death to generate a livelihood when we are undermining the rights of other ones to have the right to their lives. It is time for us to have a real reckoning and a reconciliation, a restoration, to be realigned and reattuned with the purposes in existence, and to understand that there is only one purpose in existence, and that is to live. To self-actualize, self-realize, and be harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the earth and beyond the earth. To come to a point and place where we are self-actualizing as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the absolute. And the clearing, the cleansing, the purification of our bodies as the consecration of the temples of the living gods and goddesses is a necessity for our being able to walk as a restored people. Our consciously caring to be healed and facilitating a daily initiative and effort in cleansing our bodies and creating new blood that will reverse the heart disease and the diabetes and the cancer and all of the other issues, and begin to reverse the Alzheimer's that is building up as a result of the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the nitrates and the nitrites and the caffeine and the drugs and the chemicals that are saturating the brain and whatnot. We are able to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that we can be whole again. But will you care to exalt a full effort? Do you really care to realize that as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that you should not die? But there are those who say, oh, well, everybody dies. Death is the natural finality and culmination and eventuality and destiny and fate of what it is to live. But what is it? Their book says the wages of sin is death. And it is said that those who believe in this one would have eternal life. But we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. Free from what? Free from the sickness, the illness, the disease, the despair, the dysfunction, the degradation, the violation, the sinfulness. To realize that we are spirits that dwell in these bodies, and these spirits did not come up out the earth, that we have come from the dust, and unto the dust we shall return, which means that we should be able to get out of these bodies as living beings, as spirits who have mastered this material realm by applying ourselves wholeheartedly to the spiritual laws that govern us. And to ignore them and to think that ignorance is bliss, and then you sucking down the fat and the flesh of pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and mystery meats. As long as it's dead, you'll eat it. Like you a goddamn gone buzzard or a vulture or a jackal or a hyena or something. I'm just saying, if you want to be respected as an intelligent man or womb man, you need to eat like one. And for there to be multi-trillion dollar business in sickness, illness, and disease as a result of feeding us the carcasses of dead animals. The aborted fetuses of things. See, over here we got the aborted fetuses of chickens, but otherwhere they're the aborted fetuses of quail and duck and ostrich and alligator and crocodile. And then they got the monkey brains and the yak penises and all of these things that these people are eating, the fetal soups and all kinds of stuff. And I'm just saying the whole of humanity is needing to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so we could be restored in our right minds. And not be supporting pedophilia and sex slavery and all kinds of violation. We are greater than this. We can outthink this. This is not us coming into a now moment of eternity just so that we feel entitled to be killing ourselves. And yes, it should be a conversation, because the whole of humanity, our lives are in the balance as the waters are warming, the ice is melting, the waters are rising. We'll be losing the coasts and islands. The rains will pour. We can't afford 40 days and 40 nights of rain anywhere. And for the volcanoes to be activating, and the earth to be quivering and quaking and shaking as the faults are shifting. We need to be preparing consciously to leave the planet. There is an exodus that is underway. But as Mother Earth is in her orbit and in order, and her beings and her creatures and herself are indeed entitled to being liberated from being the toilet of billions of people who are out of alignment with the truth of themselves. As intelligences of existence, we are able to really reconstitute our bodies to being 80% water, water being the medium of intelligence that is programmable and that holds our intention. And as we are intensely intentioned to be reconciled in the light of the supreme intelligence that is our absolute truth, and to come to a point and place where we will take responsibility wherever we are to anchor the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to be in a place where we are willing to be and eager to obey and to be harmonized and ordered with the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us, so that we can be reconciled and harmonized and uplifted and delivered from the wickedness, the sinfulness, the shame, the disdain, the dysfunction, the violation, to be delivered into the truth of ourselves As these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to be in a place and space where we consciously care, to live consciously and committedly, reverently, respectfully, appreciatively, honorably, responsibly, delightfully, rejoicefully, joyously, cooperatively, that it matters, that we care to be enhanced, that we will cultivate the substance of ourselves by honoring the functioning of ourselves, to invest in the cellular liberation that is a necessity as a result of the methodology of oppression being to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And to realize that if you are generating a livelihood or generating cash flow, working on behalf of the corporate deities of death while you work for them, then invest in yourselves. Disconnect by giving up the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, and the fish, and getting to a point and place where you will cleanse and purify yourself so that you are creating new blood that will give you the advantage of having a greater thought, and that greater thought to do a greater work, that greater thought to live in harmony with your purpose in being as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, to be in a mindset where you will serve life, you will exalt life, you will repent. From having served the wickedness and now be fully enveloped in a commitment to absolute light, and to begin to take initiative to do the damage control in reclaiming the right to truly exemplify that which is light, that which is order, that which is peace, that which is truth, that which is substantive, so that our children, all children, are benefited by our works and our examples, and that we're able to provide them the guidance and the discipline that will allow them to walk in the fullness of who they are. But to understand that a system that violates the rights of children to grow and mature into intelligent men and womb men who are destined to become fathers and mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers and so on and so forth, a people who undermine and destroy their children are people who are destined to die. And so when you read the ingredients on all of those packaged things that are at the checkout counters for all of the stores that are within a child's reach, understand that all these artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of these sugars and the aspartame and all of the things that are in those products, they should not be available to children. They really should not be available to anybody. And that there are healthy ways to enjoy life that does not lead to cancer or heart disease, or diabetes, or any of the things that children are now suffering from because their parents and their grandparents and their teachers and the society is poisoning them under the guise of treating them like kids, like baby goats that can eat any dang one thing. But we don't have kids, we have children. And our children, their bodies are designed perfectly and require oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and to facilitate elimination of anything that is inorganic from it, from their bodies. We should not be all right with dying or creating sickness, illness, and disease, and being on medications and pharmaceuticals and drugs and poisoning our children and subjecting them to all manners of surgeries and chemo and radiation and whatnot because you fed them nitrate-laden nitrites and BHA and all of these chemicals, these artificial colors and flavors and in their drinks and Kool-Aids and candies and all of this. We have to stop this if we care to live. We have to raise completely up to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to serve life, to exalt life, to enhance life, to enrich life, to be filled to overflowing with the joy of living, and to teach life, to support the conscious unfoldment, self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, so that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.